This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The UN Security Council have told the Taliban on Monday it expects them to allow the safe passage of all Afghans and foreigners who want to leave the country. The United States, Britain, and France presented the draft resolution, which was supported by all other members except Russia and China, who abstained. The council noted the Taliban's August 27th statement that it would not prevent Afghans who want to leave from doing so by land or air. The council said it expects the Taliban will adhere to these and all other commitments, including regarding the safe, secure, and orderly departure from Afghanistan of Afghans and all foreign nationals. The United States' 20-year presence in Afghanistan is officially over. A senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. The White House and the Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan in August. That number includes some 1,200 people flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights from Sunday into Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday that some 6,000 Americans have left Afghanistan, but she said there are still a small number who have yet to make it out. Psaki added, "We are continuing to work to evacuate American citizens." She also said, "Our commitment is enduring, even as we bring our men and women from the military home." More on that and all the developments in Afghanistan are available at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Strong winds and rain from Tropical Storm Ida swept through parts of U.S. southern states on Monday after leaving a trail of destruction, flooding, and power outages in Louisiana. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane when it made landfall on a barrier island of Louisiana on Sunday. It remained a Category 4 with winds as high as 240 kilometers per hour for hours as it hovered near New Orleans, knocking out power to the whole city. One death has been reported so far, but Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said he expects the death toll to increase considerably, to use his word, as search and rescue efforts continue. He said there remains a lot of debris, downed power lines, fallen trees, and standing water, all of which are hindering rescue efforts in the hardest hit communities. More than a million households in and around New Orleans were left without electricity, and authorities said it could be days or weeks before power is fully restored. Urged by the United States, Israel's defense minister has held talks with the Palestinian president. It's the first high-level meeting between the two sides in years. Talks took place in Ramallah in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Sunday's meeting between Benny Gantz and Mahmoud Abbas signaled a possible shift after the near-complete breakdown in communication between Abbas and Israeli leaders. In recent years, that rift had opened under former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's hardline policy toward the Palestinians, backed by former President Donald Trump. Both countries now have new leaders in place. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett met in Washington last week. China is taking dramatic steps to prevent teenagers from becoming addicted to video games. The government agency overseeing China's gaming industry said on Monday that teens under 18 will be limited to playing games 3 hours per week. State media reported that players will only be allowed to play from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. 1 hour of play will also be allowed on public holidays. China had already restricted the amount of time minors could play video games, allowing 1.5 hours per day and 3 hours on holidays. Fire officials in the U.S. western state of California ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin as crews deal with a two-week-old blaze. Officials said Sunday evening the fire was more aggressive than anticipated as it continued to edge toward the popular tourist area Lake Tahoe. Many were ordered to leave while others were faced with warnings. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.